let's take a deep dive into Scripture with Father John Wargle and Danny Gallagher. During each episode, we'll be sharing our insights about the Bible passages presented on a related post on Father John's website, ancienthopes.org. To find the post we're discussing, go to the ancienthopes.org website and search for the title of this podcast using the search box on that page. Our discussions on this show will follow the posts listed on the ancienthopes.org website. Here are your hosts for our deep dive into Scripture today, Danny and Father John. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Deep Dive into Scripture podcast and radio show. I'm Danny Gallagher, and I'm in the studio with Father John Wargle. How are you today, Father John?
Couldn't be better.
That's
swimmingly
good.
Well.
Swimmingly. Oh, that's an old term. Yeah, you don't hear that too much anymore. Okay, so we're going to talk about Jacob's Wives,
right,
which is the name of the podcast, on ancienthopes.org. So go on to that website for sure and check out the post. And when I went through this whole thing, so looking through it all, I thought to myself, there's sort of three stories going on here.
Okay.
There's the gigantic cheating of Laban, or is that how you say his name?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Laban, against Jacob.
Right.
And then there's the whole story of the crazy things that happen with the one wife, the two wives,
right,
the third person, the fourth person,
yeah,
and all of those children.
Right.
13, I think it is.
Right.
And then there's the story at the end of the things that happened to Jacob after all of that. You know, just, now I can't remember.
Well, you read this carefully and well, I'm glad you did. Yeah. I mean, the more you dig into this thing, you say, Lord, have mercy.
Right. I did think to myself, how great is my life compared to poor old Jacob? Oh my gosh.
Well, the first thing that this, you know, jumps out at us as Westerners is that Jake is a polygamist.
Yes, right, of course, yeah.
Right? And not only that, but he is a polygamist not of his own choice.
That's what I was going to say. I don't think he would have been if he'd have just gotten Rachel at the very beginning.
That's
like,
right.
The way that he wanted. He loved Rachel. But
I'm sure he thought about that many times.
Got tricked. Yeah. And all those years of service that he did to Laban.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My. Yeah. That's what we have here, Danny. We have, it starts out beautifully, okay, where he's running away from his brother and running into something new, and he meets this pretty girl at the well, okay? And we talked about that a bit before, about how things happen at wells, right?
Right, yeah, yeah.
Good things.
Good things happen. Yeah,
yeah, right. Romance, right?
Romance, but it's weird. It is his cousin.
That's right.
If we can sort of trust the whole family, stuff in
right,
the Bible and what they say, if
right,
that's really
yeah,
accurate.
Right.
But yeah, I thought,
yeah,
wow, okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's another thing. Polygamy, and then do we have on the borders of incestuous relationship?
Yeah,
I don't know,
geez,
you know. But, you know, it's a different culture, different
yes,
light.
There you go.
You know? Well, just think about all the kings and all the royalty in Europe.
Yes, same thing.
Yeah, they were intermarrying in their own cousins and their own families like that, and they started getting dumber and dumber.
Yeah, and they're just trying to keep everything in the family, you know, all of the riches. Sheesh.
Right. So anyways, let's see here. So, you know, he meets this girl, and they fall in love, and he finally thinks something good's going to happen
finally,
in Jacob's life without any kind of deceit or anything like that. But no, that's not how it works out.
Right. Poor
so,
guy.
Laban, he finally meets his match. Okay.
Yes.
I mean, Laban is a real crook, just like Jacob is, right?
It is true that it seems like these guys were meant for each other. I love that line in the post.
That's right. Yeah. So he, you know, Laban's surveying the scene. He says, man, you know, I got this pretty woman who's very, very marriageable, right? But then I got this other one that, you know, I don't know if anybody's going to like her or not at all, you know,
yeah,
and I don't want, you know, her to go unmarried either, you know, so.
Well, and she was the older one. Leah's the older
right,
one.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So he cheats him. Okay. He says, okay, you work for 7 years and I'll give you your life's love, right?
Yeah.
And then she's veiled and everything, and, you know, they get married, and he takes the veil off, and lo and behold, there's Leah.
It's crazy.
I mean, but, you know, a lot of this has a lot to do with just the human stuff all of us deal with.
Right. Like, yeah.
This is, you know, the whole idea of beauty, right? You know, all women look at themselves and they're on the spectrum. I mean, there's women that are just objectively beautiful, right? And then there's women on the other side that are harder to look at, right? And you got everyone in between and everybody in between. And, you know, women just always have these issues that they have to deal with, right?
Right, sure.
But we see that beauty is power, right? And that's certain. Certainly, Rachel had power.
She had that, yeah.
She had power in this whole thing. So he had to work 7 more years. He made Laban rich with all his labors and everything. But after 14 years and his 2 wives, that's all he had.
Yeah.
Right? So he makes a deal with Laban. Cause, you know, Laban's this, you know, sneaky guy.
Yeah, he continues to be,
too. I can get more out of this guy. Yeah. I'll put him in charge of my flock since he's so good at all this business and all that sort of thing. So they make a deal that all the speckled and striped of the herd would end up being Jacob's, right? And then all the others would go to Laban.
Right.
And Laban's thinking, well, this is good, okay.
Yeah, I'm not dumb. I'm going to take all the speckled ones out of there so that there won't be any more. Yeah, oh, my gosh. This guy's
so
such
anyway,
a cheat.
But it really gets down to this very crude thing, okay, which is called sympathetic magic. Uh-huh. So he got these rods of wood, and he whittled white spots and stuff on this wood, and he put it where the cattle would be drinking, and that's where they were mating, right?
Yeah.
So by sympathetic magic, these animals looking at these sticks would bring forth spotted and striped creatures.
Yes.
Offspring, right?
Yeah, it's really interesting. When I read all of this, I thought to myself, I don't understand this at all. But I guess it just is this magical.
It is. It is. And a lot of weird things were happening there. You know, in a way, God didn't expect this. They'd be orthodox like later. I mean, you know, to tell you the truth, everything happens organically. Mm-hmm. Okay. Even Abraham wasn't the monotheist that we would see in Isaiah and then going into, you know, the truth sort of just evolves and all within the same contours, right?
Yeah.
But it develops and deepens. But that's how it is with us growing it up in our own lives, right?
What we're learning
at 17 years old,
what
we know now, you know, is built on that, right?
Yep, you bet.
Right. So what we have here is sympathetic magic, and obviously they believed it. And the scriptures doesn't say anything about it. It just leaves it the way it is.
Right, yeah.
But we all know that God is the one who made him rich. He would say in the end that it was God that made him rich. Right,
right, sure, yeah.
Regardless of his belief in sympathetic magic.
And, right.
And, you know, but that's what magic is. It's manipulating, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with Israel, as they develop, we see that God cannot be manipulated. We live in a relationship with him. But, you know, all of us tend to manipulate, right?
Yes,
and that's
of course.
Just another form of this whole thing, right?
Yeah,
so we shouldn't get down too hard on these guys.
No, okay? Right, of course. And I can see that now. I didn't really, I just was thinking about the magic part of it, but I can see that Jacob would go back and say at some point that God helped me to have the spotted ones where there weren't supposed to be any spotted, you know, or blemished.
And maybe a little help of my magic on the side.
Right. Of course. Of course he's going to say that too. Yeah. Thank you, God, and my magic.
Right. So anyways, so he comes away really wealthy after 7 years. Laban doesn't like it because he's been cheated, because especially when he separated the lame ones and put them over on Laban's side, so the really strong ones were the ones that were spotted and striped and what have you. So Laban feels like, man, I got out cheated by this guy. I thought I cheated him well, but now I got cheated. So Jacob escapes with his wives and all this. It's really funny how he was chased out of the land of Israel by Esau, who wanted to kill him, right?
Right, yeah.
And then he's being chased back into it
by Laban's crew.
By Laban, wants to kill him, and he probably would have done something drastic like that, except for that God visited him in a vision saying, yeah. Laban, keep
lay
your
off.
Hands off.
Yeah,
of
lay off. Yeah. You're listening to the Deep Dive into Scripture radio show and podcast with your hosts, Danny Gallagher and Father John Wargle. The text that we're discussing can be found on the AncientHopes.org website. Then use the search box to find the post with the same title as this podcast. Let's get back to our show with Danny and Father John.
It's really funny how he was chased out of the land of Israel by Esau, who wanted to kill him, right?
Right, yeah.
And then he's being chased back into it.
By Laban's crew.
By Laban wants to kill him. And he probably would have done something drastic like that, except for that God visited him in a vision saying, yeah. Laban, keep
lay
your
off.
Hands off.
Yeah,
of him.
Lay off. Yeah. Man.
You get a real insight in God's protection this whole thing, don't you?
Absolutely.
Because yeah, Jacob's such a vulnerable guy.
Well, vulnerable, and he causes his own problems. You know, I mean, he does things, all the deceit and cheating and everything. It's really caused him a lot of pain along the way. If he'd have been able to see that up front, of course, I'm the same way.
Oh,
you know,
yeah. Unfortunately, life actions always have consequences.
Yes, you got.
We'd all love not to have to happen like that, but that's just the way it is. And we see that Rachel, whatever her religious affiliations were, stole Laban's idols.
Oh, yeah, okay. Right.
So it was well known that even though they were to take Aramean stock, you know, the Arameans themselves were idolatrous as well.
Mm.
Laban wants to get vengeance, but he also wants, hey, who stole my idols?
Right, he wants them back, yeah.
Right. So she succeeds in sneaking them across the border, right?
Yeah.
Ha ha. Yeah. And of course, the Bible never corrects any of this stuff. It just said, this is the way they were,
mm-hmm.
right? So now we're they have insight into the family. Okay. So what does it look like? Okay. When you've got two women you're living with. Okay.
Sure.
That's something you and I will never, ever experience. Okay?
Right. Don't think I'd want to either.
No. And not just only their women, but they also have their handmaids. They were wealthy. They had these maids that belonged to both Rachel and Leah.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're talking about five women in your tent. And there's Jacob.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Not a good situation there.
Okay, so God is very interested in this drama. I mean, God's full of drama. I mean, obviously he created a human life. It's kind of like his big Netflix, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah. So
everything's going on. He's very interested in it all. So he sees that Leah is hated. And yeah. So what does he do? He always gives gifts, right? No matter who, even to someone who is less beautiful. She said to have weak eyes. And she paid dearly for it.
yeah. So he gives her the ability to get pregnant.
Yeah.
That's his gift.
That's his
to
gift.
Her. Yeah.
The
yeah.
gift of fertility.
Fertility, yeah.
And so God opens her womb. That's a technical term. But you know, there's a neat little story here in chapter 29, verses 31 and following, because it said that Yahweh saw that Leah was hated. So he opened her womb. Okay. And she conceived and bore a son. And she called him Reuven, which is the word Reuben. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's all excited about this because she said, now for Yahweh has seen my affliction, and now my husband will love me. Okay, because man, look, I gave you a son.
That's right. Yeah, right? Which he didn't get from Rachel.
That's right, right. And she conceived again. Okay. And she said, Yahweh has heard that I am hated, okay? And so she called his name Shimon, okay, which is translated Simeon or Simon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's Shimon, okay? From Shama, which means to hear. Now, God's
God
hear
heard me,
or
yeah.
God, may you hear me. I got two sons. Wow, okay. Then she bore it again, and she said, this time my husband will be joined to me, or you know, will be connected. And so she called him Levi, which is from the root lava, which means to be joined.
Uh-huh.
Okay, after three times, how could this not happen? You
right.
know, I mean, but you know, Leah realized, no matter how many sons I'm going to give this guy, he's not going to like me.
No, he's not doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so what she said was, she said this, she says, this time I praise Yahweh. And right. therefore he called him Yehuda, which means praise the Lord, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. So she is the first person in this whole dysfunctional family that ascends to truth.
Yeah.
She realizes that she will never receive what a wife ought to receive.
Mm-hmm.
It was her right to be loved by her husband. She realizes that will never happen. And now, therefore, instead of grousing about it, she is connected to God.
Right. So she transfers that.
She says, well, you know, and after all, Jacob makes a bad idol, don't you think?
Yeah.
She probably looked over and said, you know, I think Yahweh
way better.
Is way better than my husband in this whole thing, right? Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, it's a realization of what is real.
Yeah.
Because, of course, Yahweh, God,
right,
is always going to be a better person to send your love to, you know, to be in that primary relationship.
Right.
Always should be first.
This is so, so important for women to understand, okay? Because as we shall see, Rachel was beautiful. She had everything going for her, almost everything, okay?
Yep, right.
Not everybody has everything going for them, right?
Yeah.
And every woman really needs to realize that she isn't what her looks are.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That inside you, you know, deep down, there's a beautiful soul.
Always.
Right? There's always.
Yeah.
Right, right. And that is so important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And so a lot of, see, this is all given to us as spiritual direction.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's not just some goofy story, right? It makes you ponder because everybody's forced to read this and somehow enter into this drama.
Yeah.
And that's how theology is taught.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So look at Rachel. Okay. Now she's beautiful, but she's barren.
Yeah.
So one day, Reuven's out in the fields and brings some mandrakes and gives them to Leah.
Here we go with more magic.
More magic. Okay, it's an aphrodisiac. Okay, that's right. What it is. And so Rachel sees this and, hey, I mean, I could use some of these things, you know. So she made a deal with, I mean, it shows how hard Leah's life was. You can lay with
Jacob.
I'll let you do that. That's their power because of her beauty.
I'll let you. Like, oh, my gosh.
Right, right. But you give me some of these mandrakes, okay?
Yeah, yeah. So that I can have more luck at bearing children.
Yeah, right, right. So they make the deal, okay. Anyways, that just gives the insight, you know, of what's going on in this family, full of magic, full of drama. But it's not all that unlike what we all go through. Really, in a lot of ways, you know?
In some ways.
Yeah, that's right. I know. But we find out that even Rachel had the beauty, she had the power, because beauty is power.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't really bring to her the happiness that she had hoped for.
Right.
In fact, she died in childbirth with a second child.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And called his name Ben-Oni, which is the god of my sorrows.
Ah,
okay, something like that. Mm-hmm. But when the child was born and she died, Jacob referred to him as Benjamin, which is Benjamin, which is son of my right hand.
Ah, okay.
He didn't want to have his son called son of my sorrows.
Yeah. Sheesh.
So Rachel was Jacob's idol. Okay, and this all sets up the story of Jacob and his family in the Joseph story, all this stuff going on in the family. Okay, so let's see here. I think, did we cover everything here? Do you have any more questions about this?
I think so. The only questions that I had were about the magic of the goats and sheep.
And the mandrakes, right?
And the mandrakes, yeah.
But careful what you wish for, because God gave her the gift of childbirth, but in the end, it killed her.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I like to say one thing about Leah, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In the end, when Jacob's in Egypt and he's dying, he says, make sure you bury me in the tomb of my fathers next to my wife, Leah.
Right. I know.
And so by the end, he recognized her worth.
Yeah, and her inner beauty.
And her inner beauty.
Yeah.
That's right. Isn't that sweet?
Yep, beautiful.
This whole thing is just so... Danny, how could you do anything more fun than this? I mean, just...
It's quite a story, and it's great digging into it. I mean, that's the most fun for me.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Okay, good. Well, we'll see you next time.
Okay, God bless. Bye.
See you next time on Deep Dive into Scripture. Thanks for listening. Please go to AncientHopes.org and the Books of the Bible links on that page for related posts from Father John. You can find more episodes of this show on the WSJF podcast server or on the Apple and Spotify podcast services. See you next time when we take another deep dive into Scripture. Don't forget this week to open that Bible and dive right in.